few weeks ago. 几个礼拜之前, four young people who drove a car into a garage.
有四个的是年轻人是驾着一辆车去到一个车房。
Two girls were 16 and 17 years old.
有两个是年轻的少女都是16岁的。
Two boys were 18 and 19 years old.
有那两个年轻人是18岁一个19岁。
One of the boys owned this car.
是这个其中一个男仔是这个车的车主。
They drove into this garage.
他们进入这个车房。
They had some drinks beforehand, not alcoholic drinks, just some soft drinks.
他们是喝了一些汽水。
They drove into this abandoned garage.
他们是进入这个已经是丢弃了的车房,废弃了的。
They closed the door.
他们关了一道门。
But they didn't switch off the engine.
但是他们没有关了。 那个机器,
open all the windows of the car.
他们开了那些窗门,
chatted and talked.
他们在这里倾谈了,
and the carbon monoxide level in the garage is rising.
于是在车房里面一氧化碳越来越多。
1 hour later, they were all dead.
一个小时之后,
this suicide, group suicide, caught the attention of the people of the United States.
这个集体的自杀是使到整个美国的人都瞩目。
There are four things about this suicide that causes us to think.
在这个集体自杀当中有四件事可以令我们要细心的思想。
Suicide is something that we find very hard to handle mentally.
我们发现自杀这方面我们很难去明白了解的。
Most people are afraid to die.
大部分的人都是怕死的。
But the remarkable thing about suicide is that it is a deliberate choice to die.
而自杀是一个是自愿和特意的想去死的。
And it is thought that most young people, because their whole life is in front of them, are afraid to die.
人呢,以为呢,既然后生仔有前途咁光明嘅时候,当然佢哋好怕死。
The deliberateness of this act of death on the part of four teenagers shook the United States.
因此呢班后生仔,佢哋咁样,係故意咁去自杀嘅时候呢,令到好多人都好震惊。
There's no terror, no fear.
你唔怕,一啲都唔惊喎。
They just chatted and talked.
他们只在这里继续的聊天,
until they were all dead.
直到他们完全都死了。
How to understand this?
我们怎样去了解这件事呢?
The second thing that is unique about this suicide.
而是在这个自杀当中有另外一点很独特的。
With the fact that normally suicide is committed by one person. On himself or herself.
通常只是一个人自杀的。
But four young people, really of their own choice, agreed, as it were, in a pledge to die together.
但是这四个年轻人似乎是由于他们自己的选择，他们居然是一起同日去死。
Why is this so?
为什么这样呢?
The third thing we think about in this case is that they didn't do it because they were very poor, nothing to live on.
第三件事情我们要留意的就是说,这班年轻人都不是穷家子弟来的。
You see, some people commit suicide because they are dying of cancer anyway. They don't want to face the end, so they take out a gun, hold it to their head, it's quick to squeeze the trigger, and it's over.
有些人可能因为说他患了长年的癌症的缘故, 他们不想面对那个死亡，于是他们拿起枪来，于是就这样自杀了。
In other words, they commit suicide really because they are afraid to die. They are afraid to die a painful death, so they might as well make it fast.
这些人呢，他们其实是怕死的，就是怕死的时候很痛苦，于是他们不宜早了产生了。
But these four young people were healthy young people. They were not sick, they were not dying of any cancer.
但是这四个年轻人呢，他们是绝对很健康的，他们不是患了癌症。
Had no financial needs. As I mentioned, one of them even owned the car, and many young people dream of owning a car one day.
他们个个都很有钱的，刚才我都讲过了，这架车属于其中一个男仔的。你发到很多后生仔都希望是梦想有架车添。For
him, his dream was already realized. He had these good things of life.
对他来讲，他已经有了一切，这个梦想已经实现了。
Many young people think of having a boyfriend, a girlfriend.
有好多後生仔話想有一個男朋友，甚至一個女朋友啦。
I mentioned these are two boys, two girls. They were already boyfriend, girlfriend. They had even this also in life.
你睇下，嗱，我頭先提過，呢度係兩個後生仔，兩個後生女嚟嘅，佢哋已經有男朋友、女朋友啦。換句話講
，So why did they die?
點解佢哋要死咧
？It seems that for them, they could only find purpose in life through death.
似乎再佢哋嚟講，佢哋只可以喺死亡當中揾到生命嘅意義。
For them, even as a teenager, as teenagers, life was not about having a car or not having a car.
對佢哋嚟講，似乎係年輕嘅時代都唔係話淨係希望有架車或者冇架車咁簡單。
Life was not about having money or not having money. He had money to buy the car. There was no problem there.
對佢哋嚟講，佢哋有錢買架車，所以金錢對佢嚟講唔係一個問題。
Was not about having boyfriends or girlfriends and so on. They had that too.
佢都係唔係關於男女朋友嘅關係，當然佢哋已經有啦。
One could find no motive, in other words, no motive for this death.
換句話講，你揾唔到究竟佢呢個自殺嘅動機係點樣
？Apart from the fact that the only meaning they could find in life was to be found in death.
似乎就係話佢哋人生嗰個唯一咁嗰個意義，就只可以係從死亡裏邊揾得到。
But the first thing we have to notice is this.
而第四件事情，第四點我哋要留意嘅咧
，If you think suicide among healthy, normal young people is rare. You haven't looked at the statistics.
如果你以為咧係喺年青人啊、年青力壯嗰啲後生仔自殺率咧好低嘅話咧，你從來都唔知道嗰個數字係點樣。
I'll tell you what the statistics in the United States, the most prosperous country, one of the most prosperous countries in the world. I'll tell you what the statistic of it is for 1985.
嗱，我就而家話俾大家聽，喺美國啊呢個咁繁榮，係世界上其中一個最繁榮嘅國家裏邊，話俾你聽，喺1985年嗰個嘅自殺嗰個統計數字係點樣
？I'll give you the statistic for 85 because the statistic for 86 hasn't come available yet。
嗱，因為我只可以俾85年嗰個統計， 86年嗰個統計仲未有。
The round figure for 1985, young people between the ages of 15and 23. Notice how low the age is. 15 to 23.
嗱，同大家講就係特別喺呢個嘅年齡底下，第十由17歲至到23歲。
The statistic for this is 26,400 in 1 year alone.
呢度係佢多到係
26,400
係咁多每一年。
I know it's difficult to put it into Chinese, so I save the problem. 26,400. Can you register that number?
你會記唔記得嗰個數字啊？係26,400。
We have over 260 some people in this hall. Just to help you to understand what figure we are talking about.
嗱，會幫到大家會知道呢個數字係咩意思咧？話俾大家聽，喺呢個禮堂裏邊，我哋有260幾人。
That means that in 1985 alone.
換句話講，喺只係單單1985年裏邊。
100 times the number of people in this hall, young people, committed suicide.
就係話咧，係十倍現在喺我哋當中嘅人數。
一百倍，
對唔住，係一百倍喺我哋當中人數，係1985年嗰度死咗後生仔。
Look around how many people there are, and multiply that this hall 100 times, 100 such halls. Try to reimagine that, and that will give you an idea how many young people, many of your age, died.By their own hands, just the year before last.
你又睇到，如果大家去想象下，就喺當中呢度坐咁多人，係成100倍，100個咁多個科，當中咁多嘅後生仔，係1985年，即係單單嗰一年裏邊係死亡。
Now we are not talking about some poor country where people have nothing left to live for materially.
我哋唔係講緊一啲好似窮苦嘅國家，佢哋係冇辦法維持生計。
And what is more, the figure I gave you, by the way.As I mentioned, refers only to young people.
嗱，同時我頭先俾大家個數字咧，大家記住，只係咧係單單係包括啲後生仔啫。
If we add all the people who successfully committed suicide in 1985 in the United States, we are talking about 53,000 some people who died by their own hand. That is a slaughter, a massacre on a scale that is hard to grasp.
如果我哋加埋其他嘅數字嘅時候咧，意思就話咧，差唔多大概有55,000咁多， 个好难了解嘅数字。
Even more alarming is that the suicide rate has tripled. That is, it has gone up 300% in the last 30 years in the United States.
而更加令人震惊嘅就喺过去呢几年里边，系个自杀嗰个数字咧，个数字居然咧已经系有三倍，换句话讲就300% 咁嘅加增。
You don't believe we are near the end?
你唔相信我哋已经喺末世啊？
How do you account for this steadily increasing figure of suicides?
究竟你怎樣可以了解到怎樣這個的自殺的率越來越高？
The figure I have given you applies only to the United States. Remember, only to one country.
大家要記住，剛才我給那個數字呢，只是在單獨在美國發生的一個國家。
Two days ago, I was in the library in Sha Tin.
是幾天之前我在沙田那個的圖書館裡面。
And one book caught my eye.
我發現到有一本書。
The title isAttempted suicide.
那个的题目就是呢，那个尝试自杀。
I thought it was the title of some novel.
我以为是一些小说的那些题目来的。
You know, writers often use these kind of striking titles to grab your attention.
很多时候作家很喜欢用一些是令人瞩目的字眼。
But when I picked up the book, I saw it was published by OUP, Oxford University Press.
当我是拿起上来看的时候，原来 是牛津出版社出的。
And it is written by the psychiatric staff.Of the Department of Psychiatry in Oxford University.
原来呢就是在牛津大学里面一个心理病学家写的。
It was written and published in 1982, so quite recent.
是1982年的，所以都是几最近出版的。
And the book mentions that in the United Kingdom, in Britain, there are 100,000, get that figure? 100,000, 10,000, of people who attempt suicide in the United Kingdom every year.
他就讲到话，在英国那里是每一年呢大概有100,000的人是尝试去自杀。
The book mentions that the highest emergency admittance into hospital in the United Kingdom today for women, the highest reason for admission to the emergency, suicide.
是在医院里面那个急救部那里呢，是最多的人呢去，是特别是跟自杀方面有关系的。
Among women alone.
是只是单单是跟是、女人有关系。
In the case of men, the book mentions that the admittance to hospital is second only to heart attack in the United Kingdom.
而在男性呢，是去送院医治的，只有个数字只是稍微低于是心脏病发的。
Can you grasp the situation?
可不可以了解个情况？
What isthe reason behind all of this. We mentioned only two countries, and we are talking about tens of thousands of cases.
究竟后面的原因是什么呢？我只是跟大家只是讲了关于两个国家的。
It's quite obvious. People deliberately don't want to live anymore. That's as simple as that. They don't want to live.
个理由就很简单，就似乎他们就是不喜欢再生存下去。
They've lost the will to live.
他们没有再有生存的意志。
But why?
为什么呢？
There's nothing to live for.
是没什么可以为到来生存的。
What do you mean there's nothing to live for?
你意思是为什么没什么可以为生存呢？
Because the things that interest you don't interest them anymore.
因为说呢，你认为有兴趣的东西呢，他们已经失去了兴趣。
Oh, you're interested in boyfriend, girlfriend, they're not interested in this.
哦，你喜欢男朋友、女朋友，但是他们呢，已经对这些没兴趣。
You want money, they're not interested in money.
你喜欢钱吗？他们都不喜欢钱
了。What do they really want?
究竟你想什么？
Truth is what we are talking about.
真理。就是我们今天所讲的真理。
Without truth, there is nothing to live for.
如果没有真理的话，我们没有生存那个理由。
What is there to live for?
究竟我们为什么要去生存？
But where can we find truth?
但是我们哪里可以找到真理呢？
Obviously, all these young people had not heard of anything worth living for.
很明显，这些年轻人从来没有听过说是可以值得生存的理由。
Famous singer.Once sang a very sad song, and I believe in the end she committed suicide as well.
是有一个很有名的歌星，我相信她最后都是自杀了。
I wonder if you haven't heard that song.
不知道大家听过那首歌没？
The song was entitled, Is That All There Is?
那个的题目就是说，究竟生命就是个，是不是这样的了？
I remember that song coming over and over again on the radio. Is that all there is? Is that all there is?
在电台的广播，这首歌成了成日都喺度播放，究竟系生命就系咪就系咁样啊？系咪就系咁样啊
？That is the question that people are asking. Is that all there is in life?
呢啲就系呢个问题，就系所有好多人都问， 究竟生存生命就是不是这样？
The things that interest you don't interest a lot of people.
你现在有兴趣的东西，很多人都失去兴趣。
Give us truth.
给我们真理了。
Or we die.
否则我们就会死。
I must say that my heart is touched by these young people.
我一定要说，我心里面很受感动，为到这些事情发生。
It is my view that these people who committed suicide, far from being the worst sinners in the world, these young people are the finest there is.
我个人认为，这些是自杀的人，他们不是最坏的罪人，反而是世界上一些最好的人。
Why do I say that they are the finest there is among the young people?
为什么我说是他们在年轻人当中是最好的呢？
Because precisely these young people are not interested in the transient garbage of this world.
就是正因这些年轻人，他不喜欢，没有兴趣，是对一些在世界上很容易过去的东西，他完全没有兴趣。
I talk to many young people today, and their thinking level is so low.
我跟很多的今天的年轻人聊天，他们想想的东西是很低。
It seems that all that needs to satisfy them is pop songs. That's all they get to do, isn't it? Stamp their feet.
似乎唯一可以是满足他们的，就是他们可以听一些流行歌，摁摁脚这样。
You see how many cassette shops are open these days? I wonder how they can do any business.
我都不知道你看到几多的卖录音机的那些铺头开了，他们怎样做到生意的？
If they depended on me, they will all be broke.
如果他们靠我的话，他们全部都破产。
But obviously, they are the young people who go in there to stamp their feet and shake their shoulders, move around.
很明显就是那些年轻人，他们摁摁脚动下动下这样。
It's so easy to satisfy them. All they need is a bit of this.
你睇，佢哋咁容易满足，佢只有呢啲嘢咁啊，已经够啦。
And what do other young people think about?
咁有啲后生仔谂乜嘢咧？
Oh, this boy.
呢个男仔，呢个男仔。
Oh, this girl is the wonderful star in the sky.
呢个女仔真系我天上嘅星星。
And there are others. When all that has passed, they look for another little idol to chase for a little while.
当呢啲过去嘅时候，佢哋再追求其他嘅偶像。
Have you noticed?When these pop stars come out, the girls are fainting and the boys are screaming. You look at this guy. I mean, he hasn't come. He's here for the last 10 days.
你發到入當嗰個巨星出嚟嘅時候，有啲女仔都暈咗，有啲男仔大聲咁叫。睇到呢個巨星咧，可能咧冇梳頭，都係過去成個禮拜都冇梳過頭啊。
Why are they so crazy about for?
點解佢哋咁瘋狂咧？
They have to find something to live for. You understand? Don't be too hard on the young people. They have to live for something.
換句話講，我哋都唔好係太對啲年輕人太過苛求啊！佢哋實在係有啲希望要追求生存嘅目的。
They can't find something to live for soon, even if it is some pop idol, they'll soon be committing suicide.
因為如果唔係嘅時候咧，佢哋咧甚至如果甚至冇呢啲咁嘅歌星去崇拜嘅時候，可能終有一日佢自己都會係自殺。
But that is why I say those who could see through all this garbage and found nothing left to live for, these are the finest, some of the finest young people who took their lives.
所以我就係點解話，係就係呢啲人啊，佢睇透生命嘅意思，唔再理呢啲咁嘅垃圾呢啲嘢，然後佢收尾終之係自殺。
The church has failed to proclaim the truth to them. I tell you, on judgment day, we will answer for it.
話俾大家聽，如果係教會喺宣揚真理呢方面係失敗嘅話咧，最收尾我哋要負責任。
And I say to you, if you are parents,
我特別同你哋係做父母嘅講。
I say to you.You better find something to live for, otherwise your sons and daughters also don't find anything to live for. And it could well be that the next suicide will be your son or your daughter.
你首先你必须要自己找到生存的目标，才可以带领你的儿女。否则的话呢，可能呢，下一个自杀的年轻人就是你的仔女。
You think it could never happen to you? Those parents of those children also thought so. It never happened to them.
你以为不会在你家庭发生吗？是那些是自杀的年轻人，那些他家人都从来没想过他们的仔女会这样做的。
Can you imagine the shock to discover that that one who committed suicide was my son, my daughter?
你發到，如果當下聽到話嗰個自殺嗰個人咧，居然係你嘅仔或者你嘅女嘅時候，你為幾咁震驚
？So if you don't care for the truth for your own sake, you better care for the truth for the sake of your children or of your parents or whatever. Care for others' sake.
如果你唔係話為咗自己要去認識真理嘅話，請你都係為咗你自己兒女或者你嘅父母。
I spend all this time to impress on you the fact that when we talk about truth, we are talking about life and death.
我要同大家系将呢样嘢深深印喺大家心里边，就俾大家睇到，我哋讲真理系同生死好大关系。
So let's ask this question: Where do we find truth?
我哋跟住问另外一个问题：我哋喺边度揾到真理
？The Lord Jesus said this: I am the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣话：我就系道路、真理、生命。
See how truth and life cannot be separate.
你睇到真理同埋生命唔可以分開。
That's why I say it's a matter of life and death.
所以點解我講就話呢個同生死好大關係？
Jesus said, I am the truth. Well, we can all say this. How do we know he is the truth? That's my first question. Is he true?
主耶稣说自己是真理，但我们怎么知道？主耶稣说他就是真理，他是不是真呢？
Is there some way to establish this?
那我们可不可以是有些方法可以知道是呢？
In this world, everybody makes claims, and how do we check out those claims?
在这个世界，很多人都自己说自己是，那究竟我们怎么可以是检查到这个是不是真呢？
I want to tell you there are many ways to establish the truth about Jesus, but I'm going to just have to concentrate on one as our time is going fast.
我要同大家讲，我哋有好多方法可以睇到主耶稣系真嘅，但我只系同大家分享一点，因为我哋时间唔足够。
And I challenge you for the next few minutes to try to think clearly for a little while.
我特别系向大家做一个挑战，喺嚟紧以下几分钟，大家系清晰下你个头脑去思想。
Because your life can well depend on those next few minutes.
因为呢你的生死的攸关可能就是在以下那几分钟。
How do we know that Jesus is the truth?
我们怎么知道主耶稣就是那个真理？
Is there some way to establish this?
究竟是有没有方法我们可以知道的呢？
Thanks be to God, there is.
感谢主是有的。
In fact, there are several many ways to do it, but as I said, I'll concentrate only on one because it's Easter day today.
是因为有很多很多的方法，因为今天 是复活节的星期日，我跟大家只是分享一点。
And I want to say something relevant to Easter.
我同大家特別講一啲同復活節有關係嘅啦。
Now in the Old Testament, there was laid down a principle whereby we can know whether a prophet speaks the truth or not.
喺舊約裏邊咧，有一個原則，我哋可以知道究竟呢個嘅先知係講真話亦係假話。
This problem of establishing the truth is nothing new.
咁所以你話你要睇到係究竟係要尋求真理呢個咧，唔係一個係只係現在個問題。
And so in the Old Testament, some principles were laid down for the people to tell who is speaking the truth, who is not.
所以喺舊約裏邊咧，已經有啲嘅原則係擺低落嚟，俾我哋知道究竟邊個係講真話，邊個係講假話。
I read to you from Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我同大家一齊讀係《申命記》第十八章。
This message is very important.
这个是一个重要的这段经文。
I wonder if we can tone down the loudspeaker somewhat, because it's causing a difficult hum there. 18. In this passage, Moses says that one day there is going to come a prophet like himself.
在这里讲到说，是摩西会讲说，将来一天呢，有一个先知会来到，好像他自己一样。
This is the prophet that Israel is looking for, the savior that is to come.
这个就是当时是以色列是想渴望那个的这个的将来那个救世主。
There was no prophet greater than Moses in the history of Israel.
在以色列人的历史里面是摩西是一个最高的那个先知。
But God said to Israel, in the last days, I will raise up a prophet like Moses.
但是神就说在末后的日子我会兴起一个的先知好像摩西那样。
We read that in verse 18 of chapter 18 of Deuteronomy.
我们是在《申命记》第十八章第十八节那里看到。
But when that prophet comes, how are we going to know he is the savior, the king of Israel?
但是当那先知来的时候，我们怎么知道这个是救世主，是以色列的王呢？
We read that in verse 21. The Lord gives the answer. He'll tell you how.
主就给了这个答案在二十一节那里讲。
And this is what we read. If you say in your heart, how may we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?
你心里若说耶和华所未曾吩咐的话，我们怎能知道呢？
How can we tell whether it's true or false?
我怎么知道？换句话讲，系究竟呢个系真嘢假？
And remember, we are concerned with the question of truth.
嗱，我提醒大家，我哋而家系讲到关于真理嘅问题。
Verse 22. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word which the Lord has not spoken.
在二十二节那里讲话，先知托耶和华的名说话，所说的若不成就，也就无效言，就是耶和华所未曾吩咐的。
Obviously, if a prophet says something is going to happen and it doesn't happen, then he's told a lie. It's not true.
嗱，好明显咧，如果先知系会系预言一啲嘢会发生，但系冇发生嘅时候，当然佢就讲紧大话。
Now let's apply this principle to Jesus.
嗱，让我哋系将呢个原则系应用喺主耶稣嘅身上。
We are talking about the second coming in this camp. The Lord will come again.
我们在这个营里面我们讲到主耶稣会再回来，主耶稣的第二次再来。
Is this truth?
但这个是不是真理呢？
Or is this some fairy tale that we are talking about?
是不是只是我们讲的这个童话？
You look at us. What are we talking about? We are talking about fairy tales here.
We're
talking about something like Jesus coming again from the clouds of heaven. I mean, these Christians are living in the clouds.
似乎呢，呢啲咁嘅基督徒咧，喺仲係仲喺雲上面生活咧，講到主耶穌話將會係雲彩咁樣駕臨我。
You look at us and think, these people must be stupid.
你望住啲人，話呢啲人真係蠢啊。Well,
they don't look so stupid.
佢哋睇上嚟唔係好蠢啦。But
of course, appearance can be deceptive.
當然啦，係表面都可能會呃到你。But
it's the Bible. The Lord Jesus says, "You will see the Son of Man. You will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven." Oh, this is getting very cloudy.
主耶穌話：你將會見到人子咧，係雲彩嚟啊！你知住咧就滿頭煙啊！What
is this? He's going to come in an aeroplane, a helicopter?
係咪佢話會咧係會坐架飛機啊，坐架直升機嚟
？What kind of spacecraft?
係咪坐個太空船嚟啊
？What is all this about?
咁呢啲係咩回事咧
？I'm just talking about truth.
我哋講緊乜乜係講真理喎
？Have you seen anybody riding in the clouds?
你有冇見過有啲人咧騰雲駕霧啊
？I mean, how can these people who have some degree of education, some garbage, they believe in this kind of thing?
似乎呢啲人都受咗少少教育，點解要講呢啲廢話咧
？Very interesting.
好得意咧。
Are we talking about truth or are we talking fairy tale?
咁我哋講真理啊，因為講緊係童話。
And are we talking about resurrection?
而家我哋又講到復活喎。
The Sadducees were grinning when Jesus said.After 3 days, he will rise from the dead. The Sadducees were grinning very wisely. Oh, yes, yes. So tell us more about this fairy tale. What? Have you seen anybody rise from the dead? I mean, you knock a guy on the head, he passes out, and 5 minutes later, he scratches his head. I mean, this kind of thing we have seen.
当然,如果打低一个人,晕了之后,几分钟之后,是会起翻身,这种情形你见过?
Dead for 3 days, and he comes out of the grave? These Christians are talking about fairy tales all day long. They're gathering here, singing songs of worship and praise to some God who's going to come back in the clouds. So at least all this is nonsense, it's quite entertaining, quite amusing anyway. And here this pastor is talking about truth.
This
is very funny.
真係好笑啦！The
truth, you know, is stranger than fiction, as a well-known saying.
呢個有一個好有名嘅説法，就係話咧，真理咧比係小説咧仲更加係玄妙啊！Jesus
said, "I am the truth."
主耶穌話：我係真理。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我係復活在我，生命在我。
Oh, those are big words, my friend. Big words.
嗰啲係好似有啲誇大嘅説話。
And now try to prove it.
而家你證明俾我睇。
You know what Jesus did?
你知唔知主耶穌做咗乜嘢？
I'll prove it.
我會同大家去證明。
I wonder when you read this Bible, whether you understand what you're reading.
我唔知大家睇呢本聖經嘅時候，你明唔明佢講乜？
I mean, he certainly doesn't expect us to believe the truth without evidence.
似乎佢話要我哋信一啲嘢咧，係冇乜證據嘅喎。
You cannot ask anybody reasonably to believe in such things without some kind of solid evidence. I mean, how can you talk about truth without evidence?
當然你唔能夠叫一個人相信一啲嘢咧，就你唔提出任何嘅證據，人點樣信到啫
？So Jesus said, "I'm going to give you the evidence."
主耶穌話：我就會俾證據你。
Where's the evidence?
證據喺邊度
？Let's read Matthew chapter 12.
我哋一齊睇馬太福音第十二章。
This is what he says to his enemy. Please notice to his enemy.
嗱，呢個就係主耶穌對佢敵人講嘅，留意係對佢敵人講嘅喎。
Verse 39.
We
start at verse 38. There were some of his enemies. The scribes are certain of those Jewish theologians.
嗱呢度咧就係其實由38節開始，呢度講到啲文士，文士就當時咧嗰啲嘅猶太人嗰啲嘅相等於而家嘅神學家。
And the Pharisees were these very strong believers of Judaism. That is, they were very religious people.
喺啲法利賽人就係當時咧好虔誠嘅猶太教嘅信徒。
And they asked Jesus, "This is what you said. You are the truth. You are the life. You are the resurrection. That's fine." He said, "Well, can you give us some evidence, teacher? We wish to see a sign from you. Give us some evidence. A sign is simply evidence."
你喺度講緊喎。